Now, you joined the Navy in what year?
In late in 42.
Late in 42. And you could request being assigned to a destroyer escort. What does a destroyer escort do?
Okay, these are sort of inexpensive versions of destroyers, okay? They're faster to build, less expensive, and they were designed basically to cope with the U-boat war in the Atlantic. And the Battle of the Atlantic actually is arguably the longest battle of the war, because it went on from beginning to end. And in fact, the Atlantic is littered with the bodies of men and ships. You know, more than 30,000 German sailors are down there, more than 50,000 Allied sailors are down there. Almost 800 submarines we sank. I mean, they really put a tremendous effort into it. Anyhow, the destroyer escorts were designed to cope with submarines. It turned out that we also had to cope in the Mediterranean with aircraft, and so we were loaded up with additional anti-aircraft weapons. But, they were very small. There's a World War II destroyer escort in Albany, which many classes come to visit to see what a warship in those days looked like. And, you know, the hull is like a quarter of an inch thick or something. They call them tin cans, and by God, that's what they were.
So even though they're called a destroyer escort, you're not actually escorting anything?
Oh, no, we escorted convoys. We took convoys across.
Oh, I see.
And that was almost exclusively our duty. We did occasionally go on what they called hunter-killer groups, where they just, because we had broken many of the German codes, and so after a while we knew where we might find the subs. And so they'd send out a hunter and killer group just to look for submarines. But most of the time we were escorting convoys across the Atlantic to into the Mediterranean to support the troops and so on that were there. So, yeah, no, we were escorts.